There is no Tyler Durden. You are Tyler Durden. Tyler Durden was the leader, the ubermensch, the alpha, the man. Where he led, others followed. Where he did, others repeated, copied, improved on, multiplied. Tyler Durden was a figment of the imagination of the narrator. The narrator was a wage slave, a simp, a loser, a nothing, a zero. He knew in detail the corruption of his employer and did nothing. He was just another cog in the corrupt machine. Tyler Durden was the man the narrator wanted to become. You are the narrator, so become your version of Tyler Durden. The will of man is the most powerful force when united and driven in a single straight line. That's why the enemies hate us, because they fear us, because they know we are stronger. That's why the enemies have united against us. The enemies are many. They are not a united bloc. They only seem so to us. The enemies are filled with resentment and envy, their souls black with greed for money and unspoiled flesh. The enemies hate. That is their single driving emotion. They are filled with hate, most of all for themselves. But they claim hysterically and obsessively that everyone else is as filled with hate as they are. This is a projection. This is a lie. The enemies hate themselves and each other more than they could ever hate us. As surely as night follows day, that kind of self-hatred that fills the black souls of the enemies leads to suicide. That's why they've set aside their differences and turned on us. The enemies mean to fight us, enslave us, turn our women into whores and our children into catamites, burn down the monuments and achievements of our ancestors, pervert the art and goodness and beauty in our world, and ultimately enslave the weaker of us while killing the best of us. That is their goal. They say so all the time. That's why now's the time to turn the tide. Now's the time to fight. So find your three, find two men who believe, as we do, that this cannot go on any longer, that this must be stopped. Find two men, not women, not children, not men who talk a big game but then turn away in fear, not men who have been brainwashed by the enemies. Find two men who you know well, two men you have trusted before and whose worth you know. Find them, bring them together, and open your heart to them. Tell them why you have decided to fight. Tell them we are losing our very civilization and all that is beautiful and true and good and decent in our world. Tell them you want to fight this evil. Tell them you want to defend what we have built. Tell them you want a better life for your children. Tell them that if you don't band together now and resist now, the enemies will kill you all, because that is their stated goal, a goal which they repeat over and over again in every commercial, in every movie and video game, in every speech their corrupt leaders give, with every breath they take. The enemies want to wipe us off the face of the earth. Find your three, never more than three, never less than three, because three is the magic number. A man and the woman had a little baby. There were three in the family, and that's the magic number. Don't forget, the weekend homework assignment will be posted on Friday.